Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Here's the discouraging thing. The odds of becoming a millionaire in America is one every 32 people will become a millionaire. That's 3%. That's not encouraging. But what is encouraging is that, so it, especially if you're black, let's just be honest, right? It's almost impossible to become a millionaire. But once you become a millionaire, the odds of you hitting 10 million is inevitable. Because just think about it. Once you have a million, how hard is it to get 2 million? Not really that difficult. You just got to flip that. You can just put it in index funds. Might take 7 years, might take 10 years. You'll double your money at some point.
Yeah.
And then once you get 2 million, then you just got to flip that to 4 million.
100%.
Then once you get 4 million, You just got to flip that to 8 million. And then once you just got to flip that to 10 to 12 million. It's almost inevitable. You know why a lot of people don't do it? Is because they start doing stupid things. Once you get money, now you start becoming stupid. And it's like, this is something that, this is just the old school rule. This is just the old school rule where it's like,
come on, Shook Shotty.
Don't buy anything that can't be sold. Now.
No, you got to stop there. Just pause for a second. So they really like, you got to let that soak in.
Never buy anything that can't be sold. Now the word never, of course, that's a little strong, but try not to buy too many things that can't be sold, because eventually you might need to sell stuff, right?
Yeah.
So this is advice for the rappers and the athletes. And it's like, yeah, you're buying these things. You're buying a bunch of clothes, $300,000 a month on clothes, bust down watches,
stupid.
Lamborghinis.
Stupid.
So when I say like, don't, like, what can be sold? Stocks,
yep.
Plain Jane watches,
mm-hmm.
Real estate. These are things that
bonds,
if you're in a jam,
businesses.
You might need to liquidate at some point.
Assets.
Only buy things that can be sold. And it's like, even going back to like, just from a security standpoint, and this is something that, you know, they need to have like a class for like new people that get money with like rappers and stuff like that. And if you really think about it, like I was talking to one of my friends and I'm like, all these rappers, like if you really think about it, you only get robbed for one or two things. You get robbed for a chain, flooded chain, or like a bust down watch, but they can't take what you don't have. You know the best way to not get robbed? Don't have it.
Don't have nothing on.
They can't take what you don't have. Like, we was in a dinner the other day. It was me, Troy, another gentleman. I'm like, we could have $1 billion between us three right now. And a robber come in, he gonna walk right past us. Because we don't have anything that you can take. They're not gonna hold you hostage. It's not like a third world country, they're gonna hold you hostage. But they will try to kill you for a necklace that really costs $20,000. In the grand scheme of things, you know what's so crazy about a necklace that costs $20,000? It just looks like it costs a lot of money. You probably got to spend $10,000 a month in security just to secure it. So over the course of a couple of months, you're going to spend more money in security than your jewelry costs. And you can't even sleep at night because you're so scared that somebody's going to try to take it from you. So it's like, this goes back to just having a certain level of insecurity. You're doing this because you're insecure and you're trying to make up for it. But I promise you, the same girl that you could have got with the necklace, you could have got without the necklace. You really could have.
Big Fendi.
You really could have. No, you really could have.
I bagged a bunch of them with no chain.
But so you really got to start thinking about it. Like, is it really that cool?
Not worth it.
Is it worth it? It might be. But to me, it's not worth it. And like, if you really think about it, like, it's just that simple. You can't take... They can't take what you don't have. So it's like,
and also,
you could walk through any neighborhood and have nothing on and you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you put this custom jewelry on, and it might not even be real. But now what you're doing is that you're taunting people that are starving, and now you're making yourself a target. So if you're not even properly secured, now you're really going to be on a dinner plate. And to actually not be on a dinner plate, you got to spend so much money in security that's more of a liability than anything.
I'm gonna title this. Don't end up on a dinner plate.
Only buy things that can be
and that's tier one of thievery. Tier two are the investment professionals, advisors that may steer you wrong, record labels. If you die, they get all your royalties in perpetuity, your masters. Kevin Garnett got taken for 30 something million, right? Tim Duncan got taken for 40 something million. You think Usain got taken by accident? I really believe when these deals come through, and this is why I hate the handler thing. The handler thing in Hollywood was created to keep the artist or entertainer drugged up. That's why I want no handlers. I think the agents a lot of times hand off the money and the contracts amongst their peer groups and say, hey, let's wait 4 or 5 years and then drain and dry. Nicolas Cage has 722 movies on Netflix. Doesn't have the net worth that he should, because money was squandered, yes, but advisors and people that had POA over his account stole a lot of money as well. You got to be careful. Watch for the thieves.
Be careful.
Yeah. Cautionary tale.
Yep.
The last thing, remember that. Remember that. Act like you scrambling. Only buy things that can be sold. Save three times before you spend. Save three times before you spend. Save money. Learn how to save. You don't. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you're spending money on things.
It's an amazing
spending money
stack.
On things that when you look back on it, it's not even worth it. And I'm guilty of it. Like, I spent so much money on clothes. It's not worth it. You can't be an extremist. You got to have fun. You got to take a vacation. You got to buy clothes. But be careful. Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of the money that you're spending on women, on clothes, on cars, on jewelry, when the rain comes, because it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
When the rain comes...
You need an umbrella.
Rain came, the pain came.
Be mindful.
Yeah.
Be mindful. All right. Yep. Let's talk about Ken Griffin.
That was a fire segment, though.
Appreciate it. It's needed.
Most juries away. Smoke clothes. Most cars.
You know what? And we'll talk about our journey at the World Economic Forum, but it's not even respected. That's another thing too. It's like you doing things that it's respected in our neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But it's
you end up looking like a clown.
Yeah.
Like a mascot.
Yeah.
Like a mascot. Like imagine a mascot. Imagine if you was in the street right now and you saw the mascot for, I don't know, the Atlanta Braves or somebody, like whoever, like
the Bulls or something.
If you just saw a random mascot walking down the street, you would look like, yo, what the hell is a mascot? So when you're around people with real money, and this is how you look, like a mascot.
I think that's the first sign of that somebody has just come into money. Like, especially in the the rooms and the streets we were walking, you didn't see any of that. You didn't see any of it. And I'm not knocking anybody that does that, but it was one of those signs like, okay, well, we don't want people to know we have it. We have it.
But if you know, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. If you know, you know.
When a dude came up to us, he said, nice watch. Let's start the conversation.
That the first thing we're going to talk about.
Let's start the conversation
there,
based off of your watch.
Yeah. This is the nice watch table.
No diamonds. Be mindful.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.